Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concern vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SVN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, do the podcast thing, our regularly aired programs are up via most of the major podcasting sites. We also have Tom's Tirade up on castbox.net. Coming up later on SBN, we'll speak with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. We'll also talk with Ms. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. She'll get us up to speed on the legal issues facing our veterans today. And Tom's Tirade on the toe-tapping Topcat. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's a thrill to be joined on SBN today by Melissa Witt from Mobtown Proper in the expansive empire of Panini Pete. Melissa, welcome to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa, it's a pleasure to have you on board here tonight. I had the extreme pleasure of getting my second hair cut from this great lady here at the Mobtown Proper over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And Melissa, in watching you work there, this is not the first time you've been in a shop.
No, but officially, you're my favorite customer.
Oh, well, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. The most charming one of all.
Come on, quit blowing all that smoke,
Don't
girl.
Let his head get any
No, I've been doing hair for 30 years.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
But I started when I was 12.
Yeah, when you, well, 8 or 10 anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know, when we're talking about Mobtown Proper, that name doesn't really indicate that it's a barbershop. It doesn't indicate that it's a ladies' salon. I mean, you know, what type of work will y'all do and are you doing at this time?
Actually, we're both. We're combining a barbershop and a salon for women. So we do men, women, and children. I have a cosmetology license. I'm not a barber, but I do many man's cuts, everything that you could want, except for I can't use a straight razor. But other than that, I can do whatever you need.
Don't worry. If you got a restraint razor out, I'd be out of the damn chair and gone anyway.
Yeah, you need to run.
When a woman gets a straight razor, it's time to leave. But
That's right.
It's really neat, though. This is a totally new facility and all there. And with all your experience, I understand that you're actually not from the Mobile area.
No, I moved here 6 months ago from North Georgia. And so far, I'm loving the area, loving living around here. And all the people are just so nice. They've just been great and so welcoming.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in the Mobile area, and you're doing an awesome job down there. And it's neat to see that Nick and Pete have got you to get this Mop Town proper cranked off here.
Yes, now, we're all about haircuts and hospitality. We just want everybody to come over and have a good time and enjoy it while you're there.
Well, it's awesome. I love the big old jukebox you got in there now. And it's not one of the brand new jukeboxes. This one actually has records in it.
It does, yes. And you can choose. You don't even have to pay. It's free.
Oh, there you go. Hey, yeah, play the free jukebox. That's cool. Yeah, exactly. Well, they say that they're going to start later on maybe having some wine testings and whiskey testings and maybe even bring some beignets and stuff in.
Yes, that will be on every second Friday of the month. We're going to stay late. Not sure on the time exactly, maybe 8 o'clock. For people that can't get in during the week, I'm there 8 to 6 every day, Monday through Friday. But if you can't get in, we would love for you to come over. Whether you need a haircut or not, just come and hang out and check us out. We would love to just see your face come in.
There you go. Okay, come by and just say hi to Melissa. But now, how can they reach you guys? Well, start with, you're at 119 South Ann Street, right?
We are, and Suite C. Yep. You can call us. Our number is 251-690-8855. Or you can book online, mobtownproperandvintage.setmore.com.
Mobtown Proper Vintage?
Mobtown Proper and Vintage.
And
we have vintage
okay.
Also. Pete and Nick have some vintage furniture and different things that you can buy as well.
Okay. Well, I understand they're going to open the other section of that building and maybe put some more of that those items in there.
Yes, we hope to. They already have some, but we hope to add more. And if anybody wants to look while they're there, they're welcome to walk over and check it all out.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. Now, I noticed that when I made my first appointment there that I actually got a call on my phone as a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you'll get a little reminder, like a text or even an email. It may send you either the one or both.
Okay.
But you will get a little reminder.
Okay, but you can just call in at 690-8855.
Oh, yes. Or you can just drop by. I'm taking walk-ins as well. Even if I have someone in the chair, you might have to wait a few minutes, but you can just hang out with us, enjoy the jukebox, the TVs we have going, and have coffee or water or maybe a stronger drink at some point.
Adult beverages.
I'm ready.
Adult beverages.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, all right. That might give me a reason to stop by.
There you go, Cal. Hey, we go down there and just, we could go down there and shoot the breeze and hang out, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's obviously nothing she can do for my head.
Because you have that razor cut.
Hey, but I do face massage and hot towel. You could do that.
Oh, he needs that. He needs that damn beard trimmed back a little bit.
Yeah, I could work on that.
You could work
on that. I do beards as well.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, maybe you could fix him a wig or something, Melissa.
I'll let you come help me do that.
Yeah, let me pick it out. I want a blonde one or something. Go with his red beard.
Oh, my gosh.
We can
gosh.
Do it.
You never know where the subject matter is going to go on the Scuttlebutt.
All right, but this is an awesome lady. She does a great job. She's very thorough and she's very quick. It's not like you want to get in the chair and stay there for no hour, for her cutting your hair. This lady's swift.
You can hang out for an hour.
You can hang out for an hour, but you're going to get a haircut in 30 minutes or less.
Exactly.
All right, Melissa, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good one, and we'll be in to see you soon.
Yes, come get proper again.
There you go, Melissa.
Okay.
All right, Melissa Witt, Mobtown Proper at 119 South Ann Street, Suite C, and that is behind the Griffin Shell Station on Government Boulevard. Everybody in Mobile knows where Griffin Service Station's at, and their facility, their building complex is right immediately behind that. So just another one of Nick Panetti Pete's and Nick DeMario's expensive empire.
Yeah, you know, and Tom, speaking of that, you know, I know you and I both had the opportunity to go over and enjoy some of the great grub over at Ed's. They are open, and I tell you what, with the limited seating because of all the coronavirus stuff, they've been packed, which is great. So get out and support those restaurants, folks, because they need your support with everything that is going on. But we certainly want to thank Melissa for joining us. You know, if you got hair, go get it cut. If not, just go hang out.
There you go. Go out and see everybody. Hey, we'll all be ganged up down there anyway.
Hey, there you go. Hey, on the other side of the break, Ms. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Here they come, zooming to me.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
Hey, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is an honor to be joined on SBN by Ms. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. Brooke, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
It's a pleasure to have you on with us tonight, Brooks. You know, with all the COVID-19 and stuff that all going on, everybody's having to modify their work processes as to whether or not they're working at home, working in their offices and all. How's this affecting filing claims or filing new claims or even filing, for any other benefits that are available for our VA, maybe increasing their benefits?
Well, the VA is still taking claims for all types of benefits. Of course, our focus is for claims for service connection and increase in unemployability. But they're actually taking all types of claims. They're all working remotely. So absolutely, you can file a claim and you can do it online. A lot of veterans have set up their VA.gov account. You can apply for some stuff online through that. Or you can call the VA directly at 800-827-1000, and they will take your claim, and they will work your claim.
Okay. But then if you have a problem with your claim or maybe a denial or something of that nature, then they could get in touch with Gardberg Kimberly?
Absolutely. If anybody has any questions about filing a claim or needing help with a denial, or sometimes even the VA will try to kind of give you a claim and maybe lowball you on your percentage or on the date that they're giving you your benefits and all of those things, you can appeal and we can absolutely help you with that.
Right. It's I had the occasion to be with one of our 90-something-year-old vets today, and I guess it was about 10 years ago when Gardberg and Kimberly first came on with the scuttlebutt with us, and he was bitching and moaning one night at the Marine Corps League meeting, and he said, "Tom, I've been turned down again." I said, "What do you mean turned down?" I said, "Man, you're an ABC warrior." And he said, "Yeah, but I've been turned down from my disability and all from the VA." I said, "Here's the phone number. Call us 343-1111. And I said, "Talk with Colin, Kimberly, and those people down there." And he said, "You know what?" He said, "You're the best friend I ever had." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "They got me 100% disability." And I said, "Man, what you ought to have, you was in Nagasaki, 20 days after the damn bomb dropped over there and got saturated with all of that radium and stuff, from all that darn atomic bomb." So anyway, he was talking well about you.
Well, we appreciate that. That is the best thing I could ever hear. And it takes so long sometimes with the VA, and I have cases that we've been fighting. It takes years sometimes, and I just try to encourage people because it's so easy to get discouraged.
Well,
and just kind of give up, and you just have to stick with it, and we can help you, and we'll stay with it as long as it takes.
I have another story of a vet that thanked me for introducing you guys down there, and it took 8 years for him to get his percentage, but he just got it like 6 months ago, so he was extremely happy after waiting that long because he got a nice check to go with it.
That's the thing, too, when I tell people stick with it, because if eventually when that claim, VA is going to owe you that money.
Right.
That money is owed to you.
They went back.
And they're going to have to pay you that back pay. Exactly.
They went back that like 7 or 8 years it was into the date that he originally filed his claim, and y'all kept processing it, and it finally came through. It was just, it was a lifesaver for him because he's really messed up now.
Yes, sir. It's so important. It's so important to stick with it. And I hear from a lot of folks, they call in and they say, is the VA working these cases? I mean, it's all this stuff with the coronavirus and the COVID-19 and, even in the best of circumstances, the VA process is long and drawn out, but they are actually still working remote. They're set up for their folks to work from home. Now, their regional offices are still closed, but the good news is that we're now in an area where they are starting to go back and do those compensation and pension exams, which for a long time they weren't doing because of the virus.
Right.
You couldn't go in and get exams and have somebody look at your back or look at your ankle. But they started back doing those CMP exams. So we're hoping that we'll see some movement on that now that folks can get their exams done and get some ratings out.
That's neat. Well, all that being said, what if you have got a percentage factor now from the VA on the disability? When should you file for an increase or try to get it increased? Because you've got
sicker. There are a couple of things. Tom, a couple of ways or a couple of times that you should file for an increase. Sometimes you just have a type of thing that gets worse over time. You got a bad back or a bad knee and things progress and maybe you're going to have surgery. One, you're going to want to file for a temporary total disability where the VA will pay you at the 100% rate while you're recovering from your surgery. But even if it's not something that severe that requires surgery, sometimes things just get worse, as we get older.
Right.
Our symptoms get worse. And so you want to go in and file for an increase for that. Maybe you're diabetic and now, that's a huge one with Agent Orange.
Right.
And maybe now you've progressed to the point where you're needing to take insulin or really having to modify your activities. Any kind of change where your condition you have has gotten worse, you want to go back to the VA and ask for an increase because a lot of times you can get a higher rating than what you're currently getting.
Well, due to the more severity of your wound or your impairment, whatever it may be, when should you file for the unemployability claim? How does that work?
We do a lot of those claims, and you want to file for unemployability when the VA has this program where maybe your combined impairments are only 70%, so you're getting paid out at that 70% rate, but it's just gotten to the point where you can't work anymore because of your service-connected impairment. And when that happens, you want to go back and file for unemployability because even if maybe you're not going to be at the 100% schedule rating, which a lot of veterans know that, they know that schedule rating, so they give you 10% for this and 20 for that and 70 for this. Maybe when you add all those together, that crazy VA math, it's still only getting you to 70, 80%, but you can't work. The VA will actually pay you as though you're 100% service connected. So you get that full 100% rate month after month. And that can be a huge difference. There's a huge bump in money each month when you get to 100%. Plus you get some of those other benefits that come along with it, the full medical and dental and things like that
that come along
with being 100% service connected or 100% disabled.
Well, we're talking about all of this, and we're talking about the fact that we're getting money. And then in some occasions it has to do with the fact that you may be married. But then so what happens if you get divorced?
We've been seeing this a lot, and the VA does. They pay you for a spouse. That's a dependent. You get a little bit of extra money every month. And then maybe something happens and you're not married to that person anymore. You have to tell the VA that you've gotten divorced because a lot of times what happens is they don't get notified. Eventually, they're going to send you some notice in the mail that says, hey, we need to verify how many dependents you have. And then you start going, oh, well, I got divorced 3 years ago. Well, then the VA comes back and says, well, you're going to owe us all that money that we paid you for that spouse you didn't have for 3 years. And nobody wants to have an overpayment with the VA. So if you have any change in your dependent, most of the time, honestly, for kids, they'll probably know because you have already given them your kids' date of birth and all that stuff, and they'll know when they age out. But maybe you have a kid who's turned 18 and is in college, and you want to get him back on as a dependent. You want to let them know any kind of change in circumstance with your children dependents or with your spouse. Because you don't want to get in a situation where it's years down the line and the VA's coming back going, hey, you owe us some of that money back, you know.
Right,
Nobody wants that.
Okay. How about some that's great, and it's been a pleasure having you on here tonight. How about contact numbers and anything else that you may have that would be interesting to our listeners?
Absolutely, Tom. So you can reach us. You can do it a couple ways. You can do it by phone, 343-1111, or 800-332-1529, or you can go to our website, GardbergLaw.com. You can see all of our attorneys. You can see all of our practice areas. You can send us an email and get in touch with us. And anytime you call us, it's a free consultation. You don't pay anything unless you win your case.
Right.
So we're happy to talk to anybody who has questions about their being.
All right, Brooke, it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight. We appreciate all the information. You did an outstanding job. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good seeing you. Okay. And we're going to take a little break here, get a word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be right back with another conversation.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans. Today, our numbers 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And before we jump in to talk with Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, we just want to let you know a little programming note. Next Wednesday is one of our remotes from the beautiful battleship USS Alabama. We'll be up on the Fantail, and we'll be broadcasting from there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That show will repeat the evening at our regularly aired time, but we will be on at 1 o'clock tomorrow, or 1 o'clock p.m. Next Wednesday, from the battleship USS Alabama. But we are joined by Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to SBN.
Thank you, Cal. It's good seeing you all.
Man, it's a blessing to have you on board here, man. Listen, what's happening at the funeral homes? Have you guys got any kind of release from any of this COVID-19 stuff, or are you still under the same rules and regulations?
Well, we've eased up some, and then now it's coming back, and we're bringing more restrictions to keep people safe. Just trying to do the best we can to serve our families, but also keep everyone safe as possible.
Well, and that's always true, because you don't want to have to bury somebody else, but, soon anyway. Yes. But that, even though that's where you make your living. But listen, that's one of the important things that I wanted to ask you about is on your last visit here, you were telling us about a petition that you had to Congress that Serenity started to help our veterans. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, Tom, we're trying to raise awareness for the limited resources provided to our veterans for their funerals. You know, many folks are unaware of how limited the death benefit is. We believe that Congress and the VA needs to increase that death benefit to keep up with inflation.
Well, they haven't done any of that in 77 years.
Well, Congress hasn't done much of anything.
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of answered my question.
It's kind of in keeping with the effectiveness of Congress.
Right. 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 Consider the effectiveness. What is the current benefits for veterans?
Well, if a veteran was honorably or medically discharged, in other words, a discharge other than dishonorable, and they have a medical claim or drawing some type of a medical pension from VA, if they die in a VA facility, the family will receive $796 for the funeral expenses and another $796 for the plot allowance. Now, if they meet the same requirements, but they don't pass away in a VA facility, their family will receive $300 for funeral expenses and another $796 for the plot allowance.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. It's, you know, it has changed just a little in the last several years, but in the grand scheme of things, keeping up with inflation, that is hardly enough to make any significant.
Sure. Yeah, that won't cover a tenth of what a real funeral costs at this day and time, especially if you're
right.
Considering a plot. But now, does that mean any veteran that was in service and received an honorable discharge?
No, they do have to have some type of a medical pension with them. In other words, they're drawing some type of a medical disability from them.
Okay.
Whether it be a service-connected disability or even if it's a graded disability where, some are 20%, 30%, if they're drawing some type of disability, those on a case-by-case basis.
Let me interrupt you. Do they have a percentage factor that they utilize on that, on a disability?
They were taking those on a case-by-case basis. Now, I think now they're – if you have any type of a disability, they're counting that for these claims that come in. So the families do receive, some. But, again, it is nowhere close to helping significantly for families.
Right. Are we talking about, the $300 and the $796? It's like the maximum that they may receive then?
Well, if the person, of course, obviously, if it's a active duty,
that's different.
Different. That is different. They take those and review them. They're processing them in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
The family file that claim.
So you really just have to file the proper paperwork at all. Are y'all in a position to do that?
Right. Have to file it and then wait for them to respond.
Okay. Now, how about this?
Like anything else?
What about this petition that you have? You're trying to present to Congress. Is there anything the general public can do to help on that?
Right. We've reached out to our federal representatives in the House as well as the Senate in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. And so I would encourage anyone listening to reach out to these officials and tell them that you want to see our veterans' benefits increase.
Okay.
You can also be a part of the process by signing our petition.
How can they do that?
I encourage people to do that. Well, they can actually go to our website to make it as easy as possible. Just go to www.serenityfuneralhome.com, and then at the top of the page you'll see resources. Click on that, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then you'll see Veterans Petition Form. So you just click on that, fill it out, and submit.
Okay.
If you don't have access to the computer and still want to participate, you can always come by the funeral home.
We have
that petition here. We'd love for you to sign it. We want to get as many names on that and send it to the proper authorities.
Okay.
Authorities there.
Okay.
And, see what we can get done.
That's neat. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. And when you were talking about the honorable discharge a while ago, would a Would a general discharge fall into that category?
Yes, anything other than dishonorable.
In other words, it could be general with honor or general, I don't know how they word that, not dishonorable, but general with other than honorable. You think that might?
I have not run across that.
Now, okay,
you're stumping me on that one.
It's a rarity that I've just ran across it myself here over the last 6-8 months, but I haven't seen one of those yet.
I have not seen that, and I've been doing this quite some time, so that would be a fairly new on anything I've run across in the past.
Okay, now but back to some phone numbers and websites and what have you. How about bringing us up to date on that?
Okay, again, our website is www.serenityfuneralhome.com, and you can always call us, 251-653-4781.
All right, give me that phone number again.
251-653-4781.
Do they need to ask for anybody in particular?
Just ask for any of our funeral directors. We'll be happy to go over everything with you on that.
Okay.
And help you in any way, answer any of your questions.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you helping sponsor the show and continuing with that. And I've had the pleasure of knowing quite a few of your people out there for quite a few years, and you do an unbelievable job. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your confidence.
Appreciate what you do for our veterans, too.
Thank you, sir. What this radio station does for our veterans to highlight the needs of the greatest Americans ever.
Amen, brother. Yep. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on the toe-tapping Top Cat. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
Think you're bad with your rap? Well, I'll tell you, Pilgrim, the course started the crap. When you were just a gleam in your parents' eye, I was crossing the D-ware with George and the guys. Right, left, 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 right, left. I started on the footprints of old P.I., where I learned all about that Semper Fi. Didn't want to bother nobody, be a real nice guy, just keep it shooting straight and avoid the DI. Right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now what is your major malfunction? Not a problem, do I see. 200 Hodges, well, what you gonna do? I got a 4-man squad that'll see me through. That's 200 dead and 14,400 virgins. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. And what I do on your graves won't pass for flowers either. Now from Smedley Butler to the 3rd Air Wing, you haven't heard a cadence till you heard the Marines sing. We got the baddest cadence in history, and the others just wish they was USMC. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Meanwhile, back at the camp, Lejeune that is, Reveille and day-long humps. Well, the first thing you know, Top Cat's a buck sergeant. First Sergeant says, Tom, cut your damn hair. Said, if you're gonna make it in this man's corps, you better drop and give me 20. So I hit the floor. Quarter deck, that is. Push-ups till you just can't stop. Trips to the pit till you gotta drop. High and tights and sleepless nights. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now you heard me on the airwaves doing my thing, but deep in my heart I'm still a Marine. Mama, mama, can't you see what the Marines have done to me? Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Well, I don't know if that's how you strum, but this Marine knows how to overcome. Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, let me rock you, Chesty Puller. Let me rock you, Chesty Puller. That's all I want to do, Chesty Puller. Right, left, right, left. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, there's nothing to the way we do it. Hoorah! Iowa, Tripoli, Iraq. Marines been kicking it in the east, gonna kick it in the west, no need to show you who's the best. Nothing to the way we do it. Suribachi, Achi, Haji, too. Guess what, America? We guard you. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Well,
I don't think anybody wants me to guard them. After that right, left.
I don't know if I guard them, but goodness knows. That was some pretty bad rapping there, Tom.
Yeah, well, you know, what can I say? Don't claim to be a singer anyway. You know, I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. No. But, a little bit of fun in the midst of everything that's going on around us. Hey, sort of to follow up with something that Brooke talked about earlier. You know, she's talking about the fact that if you have a change in your situation and you are getting benefits from the VA, and I know she mentioned if you get divorced, and of course you don't want to not let the VA know, because they will continue to send you payments as if you were married, and then they're going to come back and want to get them.
Uh-oh.
But and this is something that we kind of followed along with throughout, well, not throughout the course of the year, but since, I guess, March, when the pandemic started. But the Department of Veterans Affairs has announced another partial suspension of debt collections against veterans through the end of 2020. The VA said it was suspending all actions against veterans to the end of 2020, where responsibility for the collection of money owed has passed from the VA to the Treasury Department. Basically what they're saying there, Tom, is, and President Trump came out and said, you know, basically they have extended the deadlines for debt collections through the VA and consequently the Treasury Department,
through the end of the year. So if you're one of those that got overpaid and they were looking to get something back, at least at this point, you've got until the end of the year. One of the interesting part of the story, according to the office of Representative Chris Pappas, who is a Democrat out of New Hampshire, debt collections by the VA totaled about $1.6 billion.
Whoa.
In fiscal 2019. And you have to wonder, Tom, when you look at, you know, all of our automation and all of the computer systems that we have and all of those things, you know, it's like Brooke said, you get divorced and you don't let them know until 3 years later.
Right.
But the thing about it is, you're filing a tax return, or you should.
Right. Right. You should be.
That somebody somewhere is going to go, wait, they're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to keep sending you the money.
Right. Well, that just shows us how inferior some of our bookkeeping and electronic management software is. It's just not doing the job that it needs to do, and you would think that it would do. But, hey, you know, and I know a guy that got hit for like $38,000 one time, and they started taking that out on the rest of his money that they were sending him, and they did it in pretty good chunks. I mean, he wasn't even able to live. He had to sell his house and everything.
Well, and, you know, Tom, there are situations where the veteran doesn't understand.
Right. He didn't.
What's going on. And I think – but the VA is going to go, no. You know, we were sending you the money. You didn't deserve it.
Right.
And we're going to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and in that case, yeah, that was a lot. That was a significant amount of money.
Oh, but, yeah. One of them old deals where if you got your TS card, pass it up here, we'll punch it a couple of times for you.
Yeah.
And all you guys out there know what I'm talking about.
And the thing about it is, if you're a veteran, you're out there, and just, you know, err on the side of caution.
Right.
Because once they start it and they start taking that money back from you, it is hard to stop it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it's going to be hard to pay back because they're going to take it out of the other monies that you got coming, period.
Well, they very well could. And so just, you know, err on the side of caution. And if you have questions, you know, give the folks over at Gardberg and Kimberly a call. But that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you've enjoyed the show. Hope you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers. God bless America. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!